proposal had to sound ridiculous to just about everyone who heard it. Save the men who sprang the idea, their offer was to pay for the transportation of women to come and inhabit their boomtown, since there were currently only men residing there. We'll tell you how that idea went over next on the American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The mines in El Dorado Canyon were some of the most profitable in the state of Nevada in the early 1900s. Like many mining camps, it was a rough and tumble, male-dominated place.
Women didn't start coming out here until the turn of the century, and they did try buying some women from Massachusetts. It didn't happen, though.
Shauna Worley's family today owns and operates tours through that mine. As she mentioned, the town of Nelson did try to buy the way of women from Massachusetts to settle here. They got wind of what the place was like and never made the trip, though.
These guys were bad dudes. A lot of them were running from the law. And the nearest sheriff was 200 miles away, and he wasn't making a week's journey by horseback out here. Basically, you just really don't trust anybody. A lot of people were murdered out here.
Regardless of the dangerous nature of the place, both inside and outside the mine, big money was being made.
This is the richest and oldest gold mine in southern Nevada. We don't mine it anymore. You know, 1942 was the last time they did mine it. But we have receipts from 1916 to 1920.
Using those receipts and factoring inflation for today's prices, you get a sense of the wealth of gold in the mountain.
It was over $100 million came out of that mountain in 4 years, in low-grade ore.
By the time of World War II, owner Pop Simon encountered sudden changes at the mine.
He was losing all of his miners to the war and stuff like that. And so they shut it down. And when the war ended, jobs were more ready for these men, and they didn't want to come back to the mine. And the mill had started falling down.
And so what happened to a mine and its structures that were quickly deteriorating in a canyon south of Las Vegas? Well, you can see the answer if you drive here. But we'll fill you in next time as we travel the countryside. In Nelson, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.